With the 20th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Darren Lee.
For a general manager and his scouting team, the NFL Draft is the pinnacle of a year-long evaluation process. As fans get a look at the future of the franchise, Mike Maccagnan and his staff already have their eyes set on next year's class.
When the draft ends about 3 weeks later, we get the information on next year's draft class, which we disseminate to our college scouts, and they literally will start the evaluation process 10, 11 months before the actual draft starts.
As soon as this draft is over, right away we're on to the next draft and opening those reports and getting those guys rolling.
It's more than a year in the making. You start tracking kids when they start making plays as sophomores. You follow that as juniors because some of them come out as juniors. And then as seniors, you have a whole book on guys.
For the college prospects, the three-month job interview begins in January. The top seniors in the country are awarded the prestigious invitation to the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
As a football player, you get a chance to come in and compete and measure yourself against some of the other great players across the country on the field. But off the field, you get a chance to connect with 32 potential employers.
And a lot of times, it's one of the first opportunities we get to have a chance to sit down and be face-to-face with players. We get to see them live. You also get the chance to see players from other areas that you might not have crossed up with throughout the fall.
Most of the players that are here, of course, have been graded. They've got several grades on them from an area scout, a regional scout, college director, maybe even a general manager. What the Reese's Senior Bowl really provides the scouting world is the fact that now you have all the defensive backs in one line, and you can make those comparisons one after the other. Then a small school player that you saw in isolation during the fall, here he is on the biggest of stages being compared to other players from bigger schools. So it really gives them some real-time comparison shopping that they can do.
All-Star games are the first time we get true interaction to see guys live besides at schools. So being able to see them in that environment, that's the most valuable thing, I think.
We still get the opportunity to see the players practice live, matched up in one-on-ones, individual, you know, one-on-one drills. But then we also get access to them at night or during the day to interview them also and get, you know, again, do they, you know, get a feel for them as, you know, people and characters in an intangible standpoint that we've already gathered on before in the fall.
All-Star games are just one piece of the evaluation puzzle. The next stop on the road to the draft is Indianapolis and the NFL Scouting Combine.